Coming into line, and they're off for the 2015 running of the William Hill King George VI Chase, 3 miles and 18 flights ahead of him, and the hat-trick chasing Silviniaco Conti. He's bounced into an early lead by Noel Feely as they cross the all-weather track, with Votor with him in his sights in second place. Towards the outside, Don Cossack and Smad Place jump in the first flight in fourth. On the inside of them, then, the white cap of Valser Lido. Q-Card follows, with in behind Q-Card Irish Cavalier at the second, Alpha off in behind him, and the back marker at that one was Ballinagore. So, all safely negotiating the first two of their 18 flights. Silviniaco Conti, the chestnut, the red colours towards the inside, then leads by about a half length from Votor and Ruby Walsh towards the outside. Don Cossack settling back in third with Smad Place and also Valser Lido for company. Q-Card, who's running quite freely just in behind them under Paddy Brennan, and then further back to Alpha Roff with on his outside Irish Cavalier. Backmarker continues to be Ballinagore. So on towards flight number three then, over on the far side of the course. Ballinagore a little slow at the back of the field. Silviniaco Conti jumped it well up front and now leads by about a length and a half from Votor in second place. Travels well, jumps that fourth flight nicely for Ruby Walsh. Gap of a couple of lengths back to three in line. The Hennessy winner Smad Place, Don Cossack between horses, and Valser Lido on the inside. Down towards fence number five, and well jumped again by Silviniaco Conti towards the inside. Does enjoy himself around Kempton. This looked a hot race on paper by comparison to perhaps both those that he's won previously, but he's certainly relishing the prospect up front and leads now by a couple of lengths over flight number six. They're taking a home turn for the first time in the William Hill King George of 2015. And it's Silviniaco Conti from Votor who's settled well under Ruby Walsh. Don Cossack now through into third with Smad Place for company up the outside. Q-Card has moved through into fifth place as Valser Lido has lost a place or two, and sweeping round the home bend. They're going to level up for home for the first time then with three flights to jump. This will be three out next time then. Silviniaco Conti on the inside. Votor jumping up towards the outside to almost join a share of the lead. Smad Place follows along with Don Cossack, then Q-Card and Valser Lido. Behind these, Irish Cavalier. Alpha off settled towards the rear to try and get the trip. And out the back is Ballinagore. Over that next flight, Ballinagore was a little untidy at the back of the field. Smad Place just guessed a little. And up front it's Silviniaco Conti now coming down towards what will be the final flight on their next circuit. Silviniaco Conti and Noel Feely, Ruby Walsh on board Votor, who jumps upside and continues to go well here. Smad Place is bouncing along nicely back in third. Then on the inside is Don Cossack, and following Don Cossack is Q-Card. So they pass the judge with a complete circuit still to travel in front of the pack stands here at Kempton Park Racecourse. Ballinagore is detached from the back of the field as they cross the all-weather circuit. And Paddy Brennan just sitting back and trying to push along and ask questions now of Q-Card to take closer order. Silviniaco Conti, on the outside of him is Votor. Smad Place travelling well back in third. Then comes Q-Card. Don Cossack has now shunted back into fifth place ahead of Alpha Roff, who's now heading Irish Cavalier Valser Lido. And the back marker just jumping it now is Ballinagore. But up front, Votor, travelling like a good horse, has now hit the front and takes this next flight, touching down a length clear of Silviniaco Conti. Shuddering mistake back in the field then by Smad Place, who lost a place as a result and has been passed now for third by Q-Card. Don Cossack still close enough, if good enough. Alpha off around his outside, Valser Lido, and then Irish Cavalier. Ballinagore still away off the back end of the field and can't go the pace in this King George VI chase of 2015. Silviniaco Conti chasing a hat-trick. Votor looking for his first win in the race after that performance at Ascot last time, which people questioned his jumping. Doesn't seem to have had a problem jumping this right-handed circuit at Kempton Park here, although does go slightly out to the left to take the next. Q-Card now joins him on the outside. Silviniaco Conti in a share of third with Smad Place. Don Cossack between that pair, and then comes Alpha off down towards the next. Votor jumped it well. That was six out. He's got about two clear now of Q-Card. Paddy Brennan switches him back towards the inside rail. Significant perhaps there. Smad Place back in third with a share of that as Don Cossack and Silviniaco Conti still there and on the premises, but now being pushed along. They've got four flights to jump in the William Hill King George of 2015. Votor on his outside is Smad Place back in in third because he's been still preceded by Q-Card, the pink and blue colours, in second place. He's hard at work now on Don Cossack there. In third is Brian Cooper. Smad Place relegated to fourth. Rounding the home turn, Votor has only seen one rival in the contest. That was Silviniaco Conti. He is now long gone. Votor leads by a length and a half. Q-Card, he's struggled from this point on in the past. He's through in second with Don Cossack. He'll stay on right to the line. Been worked hard upon by Brian Cooper in third. Alpha Roth, who's been ridden to get the trip here, is through into fourth now ahead of Smad Place. And then comes Valser Lido and Irish Cavalier. Over three out, it was Votor. Q-Card now and Don Cossack are the serious threats as they come down towards two out. Votor and Ruby Walsh on the far side. On the near side, Don Cossack's gone. He cut the top of it and he's down. Q-Card in second place now is the most serious challenger to Votor as they come down towards the final flight in the 2015 William Hill King George. It's Votor on the far side. Q-Card and Paddy Brennan on the near side just got into too close there. Votor driven out by Walsh. Here's Q-Card and Brennan on the near side. This time Q-Card's finding something. Can he find enough? Votor far side, Q-Card near side. Q-Card wins it from Votor in a brilliant King George VI chase. Back in third place was Alpha Roth.